wise effort, or the four wise efforts. And these are how the Buddha taught to balance our energies. And the first two are about avoiding difficult, unskillful habit patterns, and the second two about cultivating and maintaining what's useful and beneficial. So the first one is about avoiding. So avoiding topics or issues that we know are triggering for us. Sometimes we need to do that in our practice. And then once we're caught in them, how to abandon it. So one of the images I have is as though we're going along the road of our practice and all of a sudden we've taken an exit to some particular topic that's really annoying. Like some colleague at work who drives us crazy, or a family member who is annoying us. And so just as you're about to take that exit, or maybe you manage to refrain from taking it, that's the avoiding. Sometimes you get dragged into it and you just can't stop it. And then I have this, in England they call it a sat-nav, you know, the thing that tells you where you're going. And I hear its voice saying, at the earliest opportunity, take a legal U-turn. And so it's a way of, uh-oh, course correction. This is not a useful direction to go in. And so we can notice that in our practice. Those places that are not so useful to go, and that when we've gone on them, we can abandon it. We know how to let it go, release it. Not with judgment or aggression, but just not now. This is not a useful direction. And each of us know what those are for us, which are the places or topics that lead to more suffering or agitation. And then there are places that are useful to go. There are qualities that are helpful to cultivate. Kindness, generosity, compassion, patience, and calm, wisdom, many of them. And so we learn how to cultivate them. And then also, when we notice that that quality is there, we appreciate it so that we can maintain that quality. Oh, there's some kindness here right now. That feels, what a relief. It feels comforting, relaxing, open, caring. And so we're really present for these moments when the mind is in a place that's beneficial and useful. Sometimes we're not so present for these pleasant or caring or peaceful moments. There's a cartoon I used to use in the stress reduction program, and it shows this man looking up and going, what was that? What was that? And then underneath it says, Bob experiences a pleasant moment. And so it's being there for the pleasant, peaceful moments rather than rushing on to the next thing. Someone thanks us for something, and rather than saying, oh, it was nothing, oh, thank you for noticing, appreciating it. So we're cultivating and maintaining states that are beneficial, caring, an avoiding and abandoning, ones that don't go in any direction that's useful. So let's continue our practice now as always, connecting with the body and with being present, this embodied mindfulness, with knowing that we've arrived, that we're here now. I'm bringing a kind attention to the body, however it is. So the body's receiving careful attention. Attention with caring. And we can use the breath to balance the energy in the body and mind. Breathing in a deep in-breath if the body is restless. Sorry, if the body is sleepy. Maybe I need to know what I'm saying before I say it. And breathing out a long, slow out-breath whenever there's agitation in the body or mind. And then continuing to be present and aware, knowing the breath, the body, sounds as they come and go. And including knowing what mood is here. Is there peacefulness or sadness? Irritation or calm? And aware of what happens as you pay attention.